Stresa Rosmini College, Church of San Crucified. The view speaks for itself. You're in one of the most beautiful places in Stresa and in the whole of Lake Maggiore, the hill of Collegio Rosmini. Before visiting the Church of San Crocifisso, enjoy the view of the suggestive Borromeo Gulf with its unmistakable islands, the wide expanse of the lake up to the Lombard shore, and more in the distance, the final stretch of the basin in the Swiss territory. This view must have prompted Abbot from Rovereto Don Antonio Rosmini, 1797-1855, way back in 1835, to build a school for Stresa with great effort, pursuing Christian principles. At the beginning, an old rustic was restored, expanding it considerably to welcome the Rosminian fathers after the novitiate, while the children of the elementary schools entered a few decades later, in 1863. Thus was born the boarding school, which had 120 pupils divided into four elementary classes. In 1937, the lower gymnasium began to take place, which was eventually transformed into a middle school. On the southernmost end of the hill is the Church of San Crocifisso, built by Antonio Rosmini in 1845, to a design by the architect Giacomo Moraglia. Manzoni and Rosmini were very close, and Stresa was the favorite meeting place. Manzoni took his buggy and left from Lesa, where he loved to stay, to reach Stresa. Their friendship was so strong that the writer assisted the philosopher on his deathbed by holding his hand. Such a moving and heartfelt moment that the words Rosmini said to Manzoni on his deathbed are reported on the church gate as a spiritual testament. Adorare, tacere, godere. Rosmini was beatified on the 18th of November 2007 in Novara. His body is kept in the crypt below in a sarcophagus of the same shape, but on a smaller scale as that of Manzoni in the Famedio of the Monumental Cemetery in Milan. Now download the map from the totem in front of you if you want to go to the next totem, Sentire Sentieri Manzoni in Lesa. For more detailed information, please refer to the text at the bottom of the page.